Millions of Muslims around the world are observing the holy month of Ramadan. It is normally a time of togetherness, but as the coronavirus pandemic continues, Muslims are navigating the new reality of a Ramadan without mosques. Carmel Delshad from member station WAMU in Washington, D.C. reports.
This year, 29-year-old Burhan Rashid entered Ramadan with a newfound gratitude for his health.
That's like a very, very difficult time that we went through, and alhamdulillah, we made it through.
Rashid is thanking God for having recovered from the coronavirus, which he and his elderly parents contracted in March. I ask Rashid how he's approaching Ramadan, practicing Muslims fast from food and drink, yes, even water, from dawn until dusk, though there are exceptions for those who are sick.
So we're not going to be able to fast probably the first couple of weeks, just out of pure exhaustion and just to make sure we can recover.
Instead, Rashid and his family have committed to help feed those in need until they're able to fast again. It's one of the many changes Rashid and other Muslims are going through as they navigate a very different Ramadan. The coronavirus has done away with most communal aspects of the holy month, so gone are the big group dinners, the visits to mosques, the pre-dawn runs to IHOP for pancakes before fasting begins, and so many other beloved aspects of the month. Still, Rashid is counting his blessings.
My faith is between me and Allah. The traditions are nice and everything, but it's really just up to you and that connection that we have.
For Tanzia Sharman, Ramadan evokes the bright and colorful memories of growing up in Bangladesh.
It's like Christmas over there, right? So you have the warm and fuzzy feeling coming out. As soon as you are on the street, you feel everything is like in holiday mode.
Sharman and her husband usually try to recreate those warm and fuzzy feelings for their 6 and 4-year-old sons by taking them to their local mosque in Manassas, Virginia.
And that's a huge thing that will be missing in this Ramadan for all of us.
Most mosques have closed and moved classes and religious teachings online, live streaming to their websites and Facebook pages to reach out to their communities. For Sharman, the essence of Ramadan hasn't changed, and she's planning on staying connected online as much as she can.
In a way, I feel very blessed that I'll still be able to fast and I'll still be able to perform all the regular rituals that we usually do independently with freedom.
Saif Rahman of the Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center says this is uncharted territory for the Virginia Mosque, which has been open since 1983. He says the mosque has a duty to be there for community members in need. So volunteers are cooking 500 meals a day for pickup and are delivering 200 more to the elderly, even while donations dry up.
We're trying to make sure that our community still feels that connection and that spiritual element and dynamic that comes with the month of Ramadan.
The mosque has also expanded its online content, hosting cooking competitions and Islamic quiz games. Rahman says although the mosque or masjid can't offer prayers online due to a lack of religious guidance on the topic, the message is still clear.
Yes, the masjid may be closed, but the masjid is a place where the community gathers. It's the house of God. That house is inaccessible now, but that doesn't mean the community that gathers cannot be together.
And during a month all about reconnecting with God and learning to do with less, Rahman says the timing is apt for such a lesson, even if it is a tough one to bear. For Here and Now, I'm Carmel Dalshad.